And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Well, it's gray, but if you put a smile on your face, it's beautiful. And we've got some things to update for you, including the national average basis for corn, which was up 2 cents at 96 cents over the September futures contract, with the DTN National Corn Index down 4 cents at $5.65 for the cash price. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 85 cents over the November futures contract. The DTN National Soybean Index up 3 cents at $12.69 a bushel. Hard red winter wheat was unchanged at 15 cents under the September futures contract for the basis. The hard red winter wheat index for the national cash price was $6.80. That was down 11 cents from the previous week. One other note, private analytical firm Informa Economics yesterday said it expects USDA to leave corn production to about 14 billion bushels in its August 12 crop production report, but sees a 500,000-acre cut to soybeans in area, that is, and 154 million bushel cut to production. We'll talk about those numbers in just a bit here on the opening market report that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. Up next, Drew Lerner is here with a look at the weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are not expected to change greatly in today's forecast relative to that of yesterday. We're still expecting showers and thunderstorms to occur in many areas over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but the Great Lakes region and portions of Iowa will continue to struggle for the kind of moisture that would probably be more preferred. Now, the Great Lakes region is not too dry today, but there's a pretty good chance that we'll see firmer soil to develop as time moves along. The big saving grace for them is the fact that temperatures will not be very warm over this next 10-day period. A lot of temperatures in the upper 60s and 70s will occur across the region, so the lack of precipitation will not lead to any kind of serious crop stress anytime soon. But their precipitation in this first week will be less than a half inch, and the second week may not be a whole lot better than that. So some of these areas will slip below on their normal precipitation, but with temperatures somewhat cool, it's going to be difficult for a big issue to be built out of that. In the meantime, today will probably be the better day for rain in Iowa. We'll expect to see most of the state picking up on at least a little bit of shower activity. This will be over the next 36 hours, and we'll expect to see rain totals mostly to half inch. It is not going to be a big soaking, and it is not going to benefit every single area. Whatever precipitation occurs will be welcome, but it's not going to make a big difference to the long-term moisture situation across the state. A better chance for rain may develop across parts of Iowa as we move into the early part of next week, but that is unfortunately a debatable issue as to how significant the rains might be. Right now, it looks like early indications suggest that there will be some more strong to heavy thunderstorm activity early to midweek next week across the western Corn Belt, but it may not be focused necessarily on Iowa. It may be Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri again, but we'll keep our eyes focused on some of that area. The rest of us will see the rains probably most significant coming up here over the next few days. The lower parts of the Midwest in particular, from eastern portions of Missouri into southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky, will have our best chances for rain. And it will be repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity. We could see some 1 to 2 inch rains, maybe some local amounts getting upwards over 3 inches in a few areas. This will include, again, most of the area from southeastern Missouri into southern Indiana and parts of Kentucky, and also extending down into parts of the northern Delta. Any other area that I haven't mentioned will have an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms over this next week, but the moisture totals will probably be a little bit on the light side. Temperatures are expected to continue to be cooler biased for many areas in the Midwest, and that'll be the biggest issue for a while, just simply because degree day accumulations will continue to not be near normal, and as long as they're below average, that will keep our crops a little bit more immature when we get closer to the frost and freeze season this autumn. In the meantime, though, crops are developing very favorably, and they wouldn't really care a whole lot if this kind of temperature range continued for a while, although certainly the 60s is a little bit too chilly for any crop. But we could continue with 70s and some 80s across the region. The crops would do fine, but only if the growing season were to be allowed to extend deeply into the autumn, which at this point in time is a low-confidence event. We'll expect to see low temperatures at night to be mostly 50s and 60s across the region. Perhaps some 40s will occur across the far north, and there is no risk of any kind of crop-threatening cold in the U.S. over this next 10-day period. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Hey, our thanks go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast right here on the Opening Market Report from Illinois Public Media. The Chicago Board of Trade floor opened at 8:30, and trade continues there. September corn futures is up 3 cents at this hour at $4.72 and a quarter. December at $4.58 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. And the March contract at $4.71 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. December futures of next year, pinning a half lower at $4.92 and three quarters. The soft red winter wheat in Chicago at $6.57 and a half for the December, down a quarter. And the hard red in Kansas City at $7 and nickel and three quarters in the December, down a penny and a half. August soybeans at $13.26 and a half, 3 and a quarter lower. September down 6 at $12 a penny and a half, and November beans at $11.73 and a half, the new crop down 9 and three quarters. January a dime lower at $11.80, and the July of next year at $11.92 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. Bean meal 10 cents lower and bean oil 26 cents lower. August live cattle at 121, up 45. October 35 cents higher at 124.90, and the September feeders at 157.45, up 45. October lean hogs 86 dollars even, up 50 cents. The August, by the way, at $100.45, are 22 and a half cents higher. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers and talk a little bit about the futures markets this morning, Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the latest crop production and progress reports. Actually, not the production report. That's not due out until next Monday. But the crop progress report, did you see anything of interest in it, or did the crop just look like it was catching up a bit?
Well, we had an increase in good to excellent rating in both corn and beans by one, but that was expected, so I don't think there was anything there. I think the more important thing is the rains that have come and continue to be forecast or pushing ideas of higher yields on corn for next week. Don't know that USDA will have that in there yet, but the yield per acre industry is looking at higher on corn. Beans, I think the last two or three people that came out were a little bit lower than USDA's, and I think that's just due to the late planting. And if we have a good August, late planted beans can do well. It's just we need new good August weather.
Yeah, so a couple of things will happen. They're in the midst of taking surveys now, field objective surveys. I don't know how much they'll find, I suppose, for the crop production report. And then they're going to adjust to soybean acreage at some point, too.
Yeah, that's the question. Will they adjust at all now, or will they wait till later? And how much will they put in there? Because a lot of people think the acres need to be lowered, especially on corn, and then beans, it's up in the air. How many didn't we plant after wheat, and how many did we plant instead of corn? So will those be changed very much at all? There's people out there thinking that we have too many acres of both. There's others saying the corn should go down and the beans maybe up a hair.
And is that all prevent plant in Iowa, Minnesota, or other things?
Well, you've got prevent plant all over the place in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, but we also have, beans after wheat, it was they just couldn't get in. It was too wet or too dry, the two season.
Absolutely. Too wet, too dry, and I've seen a couple of photos that don't look too good.
Yeah, I've got some regular beans that are only a foot high in places.
So what are your expectations for the rest of the trade today?
I think we're going to be lower in general. We might have a little crop bounce a couple times, but we're looking at sideways to lower. We're ready to sell bounces or add more puts when we bounce.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities. He's out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the closing market report, rather the opening market report, on this Tuesday morning.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. HD3 Urbanum. During the 10 o'clock Central Time hour this morning, that's our focus talk hour, I'll host the program and we'll talk about Annie's project. If you're interested in Annie's project, a farmer, farm wife, somebody who is a female landowner and want to learn more about operating the farm and some of the business side, you might have your questions ready. We can call in and talk to Ruth Hamilton. She started Annie's Project about 10 years ago, and it spread across the Midwest. Annie's Project, we'll take that up during the 10 o'clock hour this morning on Focus. I'll be in the studio, and we'll be glad to take your questions. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. We'll see a 20% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms. Those will come after 1 o'clock today. Partly sunny and a high of 84 degrees tonight. Showers and thunderstorms will continue. They'll come off often after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a low of 70 degrees. And then Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and a high near 85. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy and a low of 66. Light and variable winds then out of the northeast at 5 to 8 miles an hour. And on Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high of 79 degrees. Thursday evening, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, and a low of 66. And by the time we get to Friday, a 30% chance of rainfall, partly sunny otherwise, and a high near 81. Friday night, by the way, partly cloudy and a low of 63. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.